never give up. Fighting till the end, gotta get back up. No time for loss. Fighting till the end, no matter what the cost.
Yeah. Keep moving,
gotta get back up. What?
Keep moving,
gotta get back up.
Keep moving,
gotta get back up. What?
Keep moving,
gotta get back up.
Have you noticed that just about the time that you decide you've made a decision, you decide to go do something, take action in whatever direction you want to go, have you noticed that suddenly life gets in the way? And it may be getting in the way in a very good way. Good stuff can happen. Oh my God, I just decided to go after my dream job and now I just met the girl of my dreams. What am I going to do? I don't want to move now. It happens, right? But sometimes bad stuff gets in the way too. Have you noticed? It always happens. It's your mindset. It's where you are. And today I want to ask you a question. Is your mindset in the middle? Have you not been able to make that decision? Have you maybe tried to make the decision, but you're stuck because you're stuck in the middle? Let's chat about that today because it's no fun to be there and I want to get out of it, okay? It is a daily boost from MotivationToMove.com, the positive boost you need every single day. Here we are, episode 4,778. Of 5,000, which takes place somewhere near the end of the year. Don't worry about it. You'll be on vacation. About Christmas time, you're going to go off for Christmas and New Year's, come back, and there will be no more daily boost. Psych, there'll be something. Okay, it's not going to go away entirely, but we're going to alter it probably by the end of the year. I mean, 5,000 episodes, that's enough to do anything, right? You can't imagine. You don't want to hear me doing this show when I'm 90, do you? Yeah, you'd really?
Yeah, it's your daily boost.
Good to have you. My name is Scott Smith, founder, chief motivating officer here at MotivationToMove.com. You know, The reality is, when I still sound like I'm doing a very bad old man impression, I haven't got there yet, which is awesome. It's good to have you here today. Join me at Facebook if you haven't been there. I haven't talked about a whole lot lately, but there is activity over there. Lots of cool people. Always a nice conversation. Not an overbearing conversation. It's a good, busy group, but it's not a crazy group. But it's a nice group with good stuff. If you're looking for that on your Facebook feed, go to dailyboostpodcast.com/Facebook and come join us. So the middle. I want to talk about the middle. Are you in the middle? Have you ever thought about being in the middle? What does that mean, actually? Being stuck in the middle. So I was talking to a client of mine the other day, something I do on a regular basis. I talk to, I don't have that many clients right now. I'm working on my Face Your Passion project, so I've kind of kept the individual coaching down to a minimum for now. We'll see what happens later. But I was chatting with my client, and he had an issue. He had a problem. He was trying to be everything to everybody. Have you ever tried to be everything to everybody and you end up becoming nothing to nobody? Everything to everybody is not a winning solution. It's impossible to do that. In fact, the more successful you get, the more you get your proverbial act together and start getting all the trappings of a successful life, the more likely that you're not serving every single person out there. It's more likely that you actually have kind of segmented it down to certain kinds of people that you actually, you know, you're kind of like. But being everything to everybody, it's kind of hard to do. The problem is his business wasn't growing. I wasn't surprised. That's why we were on the call to begin with, to scale that business a little bit. And typically what I find when I'm doing business consulting is it's a little bit about the business, but most business people know how to run a business. It's about the human. It's about the big mind, the brain that's running the business. So when we start talking about a business having a problem and I start hearing he's trying to do everything for everybody, I know that's the problem. His life was not happy either. It was okay. You know that comfortable okay? Yeah, man, it's okay. I'm grateful for what I have. Really? I don't believe you half the time. Guys, you're particularly bad at that. Complaining all the time, life going crazy, and then you say, yeah, but I'm grateful, because as if somebody told you you needed to be. You are or you aren't. Your life is falling apart, your business isn't growing, you're trying to figure out what's happening, and you're trying to please everybody. You're stuck in the middle. But he was that way, and he just couldn't make progress. Now, I know this doesn't sound like the most positive thing in the world, but at the same time, I understand that there are a lot of people listening to me right now saying, okay, you're telling my story. Were we on the phone last week? It happens. And I will go so far as to say, I believe that it happens to every single one of us, maybe every single day. At some point in time, we're there. At some point in time, whatever we're going for is out of control, because that's the nature of it. If you're pushing for something, you're going to be out on the edge, right? At some point in time, you're going to please somebody. Everybody's an influencer. Everybody has an agenda these days. Everybody knows how to do marketing and sales these days. You can't go on your Facebook feed. You can't open your email. You can't take a phone call without trying to please somebody or have somebody pleasing you, which is going to get you to please them, and then you're confused again. Do I speak the truth here? No, it's not a bad thing. It's just human. It's okay. It's fine. Most of what we talk about here is just human. You already figured this stuff out. If you figure it out and go, okay, it's so cute. Leave it at that. We're good. But I said to him, I said, my friend, you are stuck in the middle. Nothing good ever happens when you're in the middle. Well, I can think of a few things I can't talk about here on the podcast. But anyway, when you're stuck in the middle, nothing good ever happens unless you're maybe an egg with a slice of bacon between two buns. That's probably okay to be stuck in the middle, okay? It's probably okay. But in life, stuck in the middle of a job, it's not working, you're kind of a middle of your career and you can't break forward or back or you're afraid to. In a relationship where you can't move forward, can't move backward, you're stuck in the middle trying to make everybody happy. Your friends, hanging out with your friends because you want to do something else, but they don't want you to do it. So you hang around. Are you stuck in the middle? Take a second right now as you ponder this. I'll give you a second here. I'll not talk so much. Are there areas in your life that you feel like you're stuck in the middle? It's different than being stuck, by the way. You can be stuck anywhere and you got to get moving again. That happens all the time. Stuck in neutral, as people like to say. What I'm saying is you're not neutral. You're actually doing something, but you're in the middle of it and it's not serving you. Where in your life are you like that?
So let me talk to my guys for a minute. Guys, do you need to up your sex life a little bit? Maybe you're too busy or maybe you're too embarrassed to go to the doctor. I get it. You're not alone. Hims is our sponsor today and has really changed men's healthcare with doctor-tested ED treatment. So the process is pretty simple. It's 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine your treatment options that can be up to 95% cheaper too. That's good. So guys, or ladies, your guy. If ED is on your mind, do what hundreds of thousands of Hims subscribers do. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/dailyboost. That's Hims.com/dailyboost for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/dailyboost. And now the small print. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
I usually like to compare this to low expectation and high expectations. It's kind of easy to divide it like that. In business and life, low expectations is perfectly fine. I don't have any issue with that at all. In fact, on a regular basis, but occasionally, I certainly have low expectations going into certain things. That's fine. But some people live in a low expectation world. I know it because I meet them sometimes and I don't understand them. I'm just going to admit it. I just don't get it. I got empathy for him. That's cool. But I just don't really get this low expectation thing. Life is too good to have low expectations. But it's okay to have it, especially if you surround yourself with low expectation people. Perfectly fine. Y'all cheerleaders. Y'all going to keep each other down low, right? That happens. There's nothing wrong with that. Is it happening in your life someplace right now? Maybe. Are you going to a gym that's very comfortable with people that don't have really good expectations about actually improving their body? Getting healthy? Or you go in the gym where people are just crazy about improving their body and being healthy. Maybe you feel uncomfortable going there, so you stay at the other place. Or maybe you don't do anything at all. You stay stuck in the middle. It's okay to have low expectations. If you have low expectation friends, that's perfectly fine. It's a comfortable place to be. Not going to judge you. It is what it is. But be honest about it anyway. But what's the other side of the coin here? High expectations. Reach for your dreams. Maximize your potential as a human being. High expectations. That's wonderful. Especially if you're hanging out with high expectation people. You get with that group, you're going to rock. And I suggest you do. Because they will pull you along. Yes, they'll leave you behind if you don't keep coming, but they will pull you along. It's a great place to go. They're not going to hold you down. They're going to pull you up. But you got to move your feet too. So what happens when you're in the middle? When you take the low expectation and the high expectation of whatever you think, whatever anybody else thinks, whatever the situation is. What happens when you combine the low and the high together? I think you already know right now. Not much good. Mediocrity tends to take over quality. Frustration is your daily friend. And in those situations, if you're in the middle trying to break out, you will eventually, I suggest to you, if you don't break out of it, you will slide down to the lower end of the scale. And you will pull other people down if you can. And you don't want to do that, do you? So it's okay. What's the difference here? The difference, the way to fix this is really, really easy once you begin to think about it again. Are you stuck in the middle? If you are in any place in your life, the whole thing is just decide which side you want to be on. Deal with it and take it as it is? Or do you have higher expectations, something you want to strive to do? That's all there is to it. Once you think about that, and I'm thinking you actually have high expectations. You're going to move from the middle and start on this quest that is to be the life it is meant to be for you. I think that's where you're heading. What's going on, Lee? Living the dream. Oh, yeah. That's right. Go to FaceYourPassion.com. Get registered for my workshop. I'm going to teach you some really good stuff. Passion, purpose, meaning, legacy. What's driving you? How to control it? How to get what you want? Limited seating available. FaceYourPassion.com. See you tomorrow.
Keep moving. Gotta get back up. What?